Good morning, Comfort Killers. I am Stacy Cross. The date today is 3:13. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. The birds are chirping, and the time on my watch is 8:08. It's spring forward. The clocks have changed. I woke up at 5:11. It was really 6:11. I had no idea, but I still got up, and it was dark. It was quiet. And it was a perfect moment to reflect on the habits that I'm creating now for myself and my future, for my family. Ladies and gentlemen, I just filled out my weekly rhythm register. I encourage you to go download from Darren Hardy's, the creator of the weekly rhythm register. It's just a behavior action plan. So you could plan out your week, what actions, what behaviors you're trying to accomplish, how many days of the week you're trying to achieve, what's your goal, and of course, what did you achieve at the end of the week? Knowing that you have a chart in front of you and a plan is all the difference into you accomplishing and achieving, because I placed on the behavior action portion of this paper, I placed 30 minutes of exercise. And I plan to accomplish that 5 out of the 7 days a week, beginning with today, of course, right? As soon as I finish this podcast, and by the time you're listening to it, I would either be in the gym, on my treadmill, or I am currently in my resource center. Depending on when you listen, it's going to happen for me today. So I got up this morning. It was a beautiful morning, still is a beautiful morning. That's the pen falling there. But today's podcast, I wanted to speak just a little bit about energy and how it's created. And when you notice or acknowledge or are aware of that you don't have any, and how to get some, right? So you don't have any. How do you create it? So back in science, back in physics or whatever, back in your studies in academia, energy was said to never be created or destroyed. You can only change it, right? You cannot create energy. I beg to differ. I believe that you could create it. It's always there, right? But you could have low energies. How do you boost it up? How do you get back to the point of production that you need? So I went ahead, and the first step I did was define energy. I wanted to see what energy meant, okay? And of course, good old Google provided me the answer. Of course, it's a noun, the strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity. Now, when I look at sustained physical or mental activity, I noticed that I was low on energy yesterday. Came out of work, I woke up early, I woke up, did my whole 4 o'clock routine, woke up, jumped in the shower. And headed to work, the resource center. I noticed that the weather was changing outside. We had beautiful days. We have 83 degree days, two of them, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday was, about 72. And then yesterday, Saturday, it got real chilly. It was cold. It was gloomy outside. So what does that do to your brain? What does that do to your body? It says relax, sleep, get a cup of soup. And go to bed. And that's exactly what it screamed to me yesterday. And I was like, oh man, there's so many things that I need to do. And I could easily, the average mindset, take a nap. I could easily go to sleep. I could easily get lazy, watch a movie, watch whatever on TV. It's harder. It's even more hard to get up and go create this energy. So what I did, I said, you know what? I feel it coming. I need to do something about how I feel. I need to change the state of how I feel. So what I did was create energy out of that low-bearing mindset. We always have the energy. I believe it. We always have it. It's always inside. It's ready to be accessed. It's ready to be tapped into. So I got up and I went to the gym. I didn't want to. I didn't want to. I much rather had take a nap, but I got up and I went to the gym and I pumped out about 40, 5 minutes on the treadmill, just nice pace. You know, I hit the incline a few times during my session, but mostly it was just a comfortable incline, and then I knocked it up and killed myself. And then, of course, this is the first time yesterday that I have been back to the gym. I signed up again just to have a sense of, hey, listen, I need to get up and go out, even when it's cold. I have a place to go out to. You know, do I want to jog? It's raining outside. I need a place to go out. I don't need an excuse. So that's the reason of getting the gym. And of course, I would love to meet people that are into what I'm into and have the opportunity to chat with them and see what they're doing. So the gym opens up a place to be, to kill comfort, as well as to kill comfort in areas of social and in areas of finding people that is about the same structural habits that I am trying to create. What are they about? So that's why I signed up. And yesterday, I noticed just a quick, hey, listen, Stace, you're going down. You're going down. I had a crazy hell of a week. How do I keep that production up? And I need to get this energy. So I created energy. So the second definition, and this is the one I love. It is power. Power derived from the utilization of physical or chemical resources. Resources being, it's there. Okay, I need to tap into these resources that I have. Today, I'm going to use physical. I'm getting up. I'm going to go to the gym. So, guys, today's podcast is very quick. You feel it. You're aware of it. You're conscious to it. I feel like I want to take a nap. I feel like I don't want to write that article. I feel like I don't want to go read that book. No, I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. I know it's part of my goal, but I'd much rather be average. Once that question comes in your mind, that's when you have to snap back and go get that energy. So, what did it take for me to get up and get out and go get it done? It took getting up. Listen, I gotta go do this. I don't want to, but I have to go do it for myself, for my well-being. You gotta change the routines. You gotta change the behavior in between the cues, the cue, and the reward. So, in the middle is a routine and a behavior. And there's more to come on this as I'm reading Charles Duhigg's book, The Power of Habit, and it made me aware, so aware of these cues now. And the cue is, boom, it's cloudy outside, it's cold. You know, I'd rather sleep. The second cue was, hey, I had a long day already. I woke up at 4, and I woke up at 3:50 in the morning, 4 in the morning. I deserve it. You know, that's a cue. And then another cue is napping is easy. So when I'm starting to self-talk, when I'm starting to self-talk, what am I saying? If you notice you're saying negative things and you know what you need, that's your cue. Now, the old routine, the old behavior was to listen to these cues and do as necessary, right? The alignment of those cues used to be go take a nap, go lay down on the couch and watch a show. You know, do the easiest thing. Talk yourself into believing that you're doing the right thing. But changing that behavior takes quite a bit of focus because you're aware of it. Most of the times we're walking around and we're not aware of it. We don't aware of it. We don't even know the cues. The cues come, they get us, and we didn't even have any brain activity, any mental activity to change the cues. We just go on like robots. Ladies and gentlemen, we're humans. The brain wants less activity. The brain doesn't want to be worked up. Why? It needs the power in case there is a, let's say, a fire in the house. It needs that energy to think quick. So the less brain mental activity you have, the more survival techniques can come into place. So every time you drive the car, your brain is not really having any full-fledged activity at this time. We learned to drive a car. The first time you drove a car, ladies and gentlemen, your brain activity was at peak. You're looking in the mirror, you're watching, you're coordinating your hands, your feet, you're watching the traffic, you're aware of the distance and space in your mirrors. You're mentally active at that point. But now, if you've been driving for more than a day, your brain's activity is down. further down, further down. The less, the better for the brain. The less activity, the less awareness, it's better. So you have to manually spike it. You have to manually say, hey, listen, oh, I'm thinking of this. This is how I'm feeling. No, I'm going to spike my brain activity now. I'm going to try to change your behavior, because if you leave it, you automatically do what you always done, which is, ladies and gentlemen, a habit. And habits are automatic. So now to change, it becomes a manual thing that you want automatically. Let me just go ahead and finish reading the synonyms, which is going to spark, hopefully, a different mindset, what energy is. It's vitality. I want that. It's vigor. It's life. It's spirit. Wow. Spirit. It's vibrancy. It's zest. Enthusiasm. People say, how can I get enthusiastic about something? Well, get up. Go be enthusiastic. You see what I'm saying? You have to go find the energy from nothing. So when it's saying energy can never be created or destroyed, I disagree, because I create energy all the time. And for instance, I did it yesterday. But energy is a resource that's always there. You have to tap into it, access it, ask it, say, hey, listen, demand of it. Get out. Let's get up. Let's get out and let's get it done. Ladies and gentlemen, just start looking for the cues. You don't have to go change the world tomorrow, but I want you to go change the world tomorrow. Your world, your universe, your body, your mind, your mental activity, your physical activity. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacy Cross. The time on my watch is 8:20, just in time for my 8:30 appointment at the gym, creating energy. When I come back today, I have a lot to do. Today's another resource day. Today's another resource center day. So I'm going to do that. But please, this is all about energy and habits and more to come. I think we're going to be doing a whole series on this thing, because it's very important to the comfort killing lifestyle. Be great.